This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Second time around, coming to you live from the Frog Lube of Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks, where it's stuff that you would never think anybody stocks. They have it in stock. Now, the exclusive dealer of Agency Arms and S3F Solutions parts. Now then, UCLA, that shooting, it took about 35 minutes for that to be about gun control. 35 minutes after it began, we begin to see some online commentary about the need for gun control. The chatter came so quickly that it happened before the shooting was even over. Igor Volsky, a, you know, sounds like a fine American. He's a deputy director of the Center for American Progress, was the first notable personality to hop on the gun control train, bashing Fox News as a mouthpiece for NRA propaganda at 1:28 p.m. Eastern Time, just 35 minutes after UCLA's alert system issued an active shooter warning. Then came Deborah Messing, just a few minutes behind. Then came Sally Cohn of CNN, also, to, you know, she needed to get on the action, tweeting that prayers alone wouldn't be enough to end America's scourge of gun violence, which is actually going down. Actually going down. The comments came out before the shooting was even confirmed to be over by UCLA police, and with a total lack of information about the perpetrator or perpetrators, their motivations, their victims, or anything else. So it's unclear if the shooting was the work of Islamic radicals like San Bernardino, psychopathic lunatic like Sandy Hook, or a half-Asian distressed about his failure to get a girlfriend like UC Santa Barbara. Nonetheless, it became about gun control 35 minutes after the incident begins. Now do you know what the definition of a neoconservative is? I'm going to give you the definition of what neoconservative is. Because evidently Maya Dillard Smith, an interim director of the Georgia chapter of the ACLU, has had an epiphany, according to LifeSite News. They report that the black American woman who heads a state chapter of the ACLU has resigned, citing her own daughter's frightened reaction to biological males using the women's restroom. The organization's increasing focus on legislating the transgender lobby's concern pushed her to tender her resignation. She wrote, "I have shared my personal experience of having taken my elementary school daughters into a woman's restroom when shortly after, three transgender young adults over 6 feet tall with deep voices entered. My children were visibly frightened, concerned about their safety, and left asking lots of questions for which I, like many parents, were ill-prepared to answer. A veil seems to have lifted from her eyes, allowing her to see." In a statement, she said that the ACLU has become a special interest organization that promotes not all but certain progressive rights. And this hierarchy of rights that they choose to defend or ignore, she wrote, is based on who is funding the organization's lobbying activities. She did not elaborate on the group's funding. The classic definition of a neoconservative is a liberal who has been mugged by reality. Ms. Dillard Smith may be seeing the ACLU with more clarity, but her process is still just beginning. And she is no conservative. She earned a degree in economics from Berkeley and a master's degree at Harvard while working for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the California Supreme Court. She is a 2003 graduate of the program Emerge America, which states its goal is clear to increase the number of Democratic women in public office. But this self-described progressive who called herself unapologetically black cannot go along with the ACLU's transgender legal agenda. And she has a lot more to come. Paul Mergenthoff of Powerline describes one reaction she is already getting. A transgender activist, a biological male who goes by the name Cheryl Courtney Evans, responded to Dillard Smith's resignation by calling her lazy, ill-educated, and the B-word, who needs to sit down and STFU. Now, no one who has seen the gentle LGBT activist in action would be surprised by this charming response. She is responding to a biological imperative, the protection of her children. This is what pierced the veil of ideology that has blinded her to the realities obscured by the fine rhetoric and shiny ideals that the ACLU purports to uphold. As the old greeny bumper sticker from the 70s put it, nature bats last. The classic artistic depiction of a people or of a person caught up in a mental state that obscured the larger truths around him comes from the bridge of the ridge over on the River Kwai, excuse me. Maybe she'll watch that. The transgender bathroom issue flying in the face of biological reality and bullied through by pressure from elites is going to continue to open eyes, as it should. As it should. The government has got no business telling us who is what. I hate to tell you that. And I also think, and I don't know how this would work out, but I know Dr. John in the chat room, he might disagree with me a little bit because he actually knows certain scientific things, whereas I am just crude. I think that if you claim to be transgender, you should be forced to undergo the operation right now and then get billed for it right now. And, you know, never mind that, you know, you're mutilating yourself. Don't worry about that. You identify. You go to New York, you don't even have to be a man or a woman. You can be, I guess, a melon or whatever. But, interesting. This is we live in a very interesting time, and I like nothing better than a neocon, because the neocons, they feel the sting of the betrayal hardest. They sit back and say, I've done this, I've done this, I've been this, I've done that, I've done everything, I'll pay you by all your rules, and look what you're doing to me now. I tell you what, I'm coming for you. Hey, no getting around it at that point. No getting around it. So, that part of it, and, you know, I love it that, you know, there's certain corporations that are bullying states like North Carolina. Go for it. Go for it. Right now, most of those states, Bank of America, their headquarters is in North Carolina. And yet they handle so many financial services for so many of these other hand-wringing, liberal, mealy-mouthed, weak-kneed tree huggers. Don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with trees. I just don't go around hugging them. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we are going to attack the American media. We're going to attack the American-hating press. We're going to call them what they are, and we're going to laugh about it. This is Lock and Load. Yeah.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You can listen to them, or you can get it from us. We're going to level with you. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The
weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. That's where you will find things that you can't even begin to imagine. So anybody stocking these things, you can't imagine that. Let's see what this is. I'm looking for that, and then I want, let's see. Boom, let's see if we can find that. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know where it went, so I got to find it. Now then, when Trump, which, you know, I got to tell you, I like it. When he calls a reporter a sleaze, most Americans know exactly what he is talking about. And, you know, I've talked about it. A lot of people talk about it. And judging by America, a lot of Americans hate the media. Other than our corrupt Congress, the media rate is consistently the most hated institution in this country. And that's because they lie constantly, and their lies are exposed every day on radio and on opinion sites. Lying to the public as a basic betrayal of a vital survival function in a democratic republic, a true stab in the back. So it is a husband betraying his wife and a father abandoning his children, a soldier going over to the enemy. The Chief Justice of the United States contradicting his own ruling on the same question a few months earlier. Or later, the President colluding with sworn enemies in a time of war. In J schools in this country, betrayal of the basic obligations of journalism has a name. It's called advocacy journalism, but it means lying to every single American. There, the art of dishonesty is brought to perfection. Journalists have always lied, but crucially, they have not lied together in unison, controlled by the same anti-American ideology, and in some cases, actually taking dictation from American haters, as in the journalist listserv, which was a widely coordinated effort which showed day-to-day cartel collusion on popular front-style left propaganda, involving 40 major news media outlets led by the old Stalinist Guardian and the New York Times. So, now it turns out that the entire public narrative the media tells itself is one big lie from beginning to the end, including Watergate. Watergate was not a story of two heroic Washington Post journalists making their bones by exposing the horrors of Richard Nixon's abuse of power. It's the story of the Washington Post editor-in-chief colluding with the FBI's Mark Felt to destroy an elected president in revenge for failing to appoint Felt as director of the FBI. Mark Felt was Deep Throat, who hated Nixon. The WaPo legend about Woodward and Bernstein was pure lies to cover national betrayal. The media cartel never accepts criticism. They have unbounded contempt for their customers. And for the last decade, you know, actually for longer than that, I guess since I got out of the Army in 1990, I haven't paid any attention to them. I have not paid any attention to them at all. I look for a more reliable source. The web is a treasure house if you use it with good judgment. In a free market, the New York Times and the Washington Post would pass into the dustbin of history against competition from fresh and more trustworthy news sources. The media cartel buys immunity for itself by high selective ownership by about half a dozen international conglomerates, including Carlos Slim, who owns a piece of the Times. The media cartel earns immunity from antitrust prosecution by destroying the enemies of the left. Sort of a, you know, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That is an ultra-corrupt bargain, and we can, you know, we in the public can sense it even if they don't know the grubby details. And we can recognize it every day. For some of us, the awareness of media betrayal goes back to Uncle Walter Cronkite, a hokey media frontman for an anti-American socialist who alone, you know, he did a whole lot to destroy the American military victory in Vietnam. In World War II, Cronkite would have been considered to be an enemy saboteur, a Psy War agent, a powerful pathogenic infection in the body politic. He was all of those things, but most of all, he was a liar. In a democratic republic, a constant diet of lies is toxic. At this point, the media has to work to regain trust. They are guilty and proven until proven innocent.
you can find the truth on the web, often from a much better source. It does take a little more work. It's more interactive than sitting there and flipping the channel switch. But the truth is worth it. If the big media outlets disappear tomorrow, it's party time. If they don't, well, they'll still be there. They'll still be preaching this stuff. And the problem is not you. The problem is everybody that thinks that's the news. The news is actually quite boring. A version of the news of the UCLA shooting would be like this. Disgruntled student walks into office, shoots professor, shoots himself. That would be it. School went into lockdown, given the all clear 2 hours later. No other deaths reported except for a woman in Minnesota. That would be it. And there would be, you know, the media outlets. I mean, some of the media outlets I was talking about, all these guys that are coming out there, Center for American Progress, CNN, these are guys that are in the media or part of the media calling for policy. They're out there yelling for policy. And they've forgotten something about what they're actually supposed to be doing. And it's just the way it is. So I don't know what's coming up for them. But it is entertaining to a degree, to a small degree. If it wasn't just so, I mean, the damned lies, you've got to see through them. You've got to see through them. Talk radio is a boon. The only problem with the boon is, and I'll be honest with you, in talk radio, one known fact is that the audience changes during the show. The whole complexion of the audience changes during the show. So that part makes it hard to get something out there, but at the same time, it's still worth doing. It's still worth pursuing. And that's why I do it. That's why I pursue it. So, every time you watch CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox News, just remember, they're a bunch of liars. We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is something. This is the kind of a place. This is the kind of a website that you've never seen before. You've never seen the kind of stuff they have in stock. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Gun shooting event. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Is it nice and warm down there?
You can't believe how warm it is down here. I've taken up bike riding to try to lose some weight and get some good exercise out of it, which it's working. But I try to ride the bike twice, right? So I have to ride the second time. I have to ride before the show.
It's like 88 up here right now.
I don't know. Around here, it's very humid today, too. So, yeah, the heat is it's South Carolina, man. So anyway.
Yeah, I lived here for about 2.5 years, back in about the mid-80s. So we have a machine gun shoot here coming up in October.
Right.
In Letcher County, and I was going to try to have you and Sean Maloney come down, and you can rent some machine guns and buy some ammo and have some fun.
I will mention that to Sean. I know you've got my email address because you send me email. Have you already sent me details and I just haven't seen it?
I can resend it to you. This is not to be confused with the one that they had in April, which is way up in Pennsylvania by the New York border.
Right.
An hour's drive from Birmingham.
Right.
That was nothing but a big mud bath with all the rain that they had.
Right.
It was quite miserable. The guys from the Firearms Radio Network went up there, and they didn't like it too well because of the weather. But for next year, they're moving it to the month of May, hopefully for better weather.
But well, if it's anything like the NRA meetup was on Friday, I completely commiserate.
Well, one nice thing about here in Lancaster County, you don't need to drive your SUV. You can just take Amtrak in.
Yeah. Well,
I did that one time from here to South Carolina. It wasn't too bad. At least you can get up and move around.
Yeah, the drive itself doesn't bother me. It's the people that I have to drive around on the way. That bothers me a great deal. The incidents that on the way to Louisville, I saw so many people. Coming through Tennessee and through North Carolina, there's a lot of twisty mountain roads. People on their phones, people on their mobile phones. We're taking hairpin turns. The tires are squealing, and they're on their mobile phone checking their Facebook. Welcome to the 21st century, where we're crazy and fearless. That part is without a doubt.
Well, at least here in Pennsylvania, we've got some good food. If you like s'more sports,
as long as it's in my diet, I'm on a diet right now, trying to lose some weight. I have lost some, got some more to lose. That's why I'm biking, and this is so I can get around on the range a little more gooder. And I really want to get around the range close. I'm never going to be like I was when I was in my 20s, but that's okay. I earned all of my mileage. So in any event, if you will send me those details, I will get a hold of Mr. Maloney and see what he's got going on and see what we might be able to put together.
Well, any of the listeners, hey, you're invited to come too. It's being sponsored by a law firm there, and you have to go online and just send them off an email and tell them that you're coming. We have plenty of hotels and motels that you can stay on. It's over in Gap, which is in eastern Lancaster County. And the county represents the state of South Carolina. It's not too hard to find.
Understand. Thank you for the call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Machine gun shoots. For the uninitiated, they're quite fun. For the person paying for the ammo, well, you have to make it fun. You have to make it fun. Let me see if I can find a little nugget that I can throw your way. Although I'm still waiting to see what becomes of UCLA. UCLA, for some reason, I think they're going to use UCLA as a rallying cry to call for more gun control. But one thing I did notice, and we're going to talk about this a little later. Harambe, the beautiful silverback gorilla that was shot and killed to save a child. That doesn't surprise me. You know, I remember Cecil the Lion, who was being hunted and culled because he was too old. You know, that's what they do with the lions. They separate out the lions and they cull the ones that are still, you know, a good trophy for the hunters. The hunters want, they're hunting them for a reason. And they pay, you know, the money goes into the economy, which is, you know, there's not a whole lot going in there. Here's some numbers for you. Over the long weekend in Chicago, 69 citizens were shot across Chicago. At the same time, a gorilla named Harambe was shot after a toddler fell into the animal's enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo. ABC, CBS, and NBC spent 55 times more on the death of one gorilla than they did on the shootings and, in some cases, death of human beings in Chicago. Since the death of Harambe, the gorilla, on Saturday, the three networks have dedicated a total of 55 minutes and 7 seconds to the story during their morning and evening news shows. In contrast, ABC and CBS offered just 1 minute, 1 second to the Chicago shootings. NBC did not even spare 1 second. He saw a similar pattern in September when the Big Three network spent more time covering the birth of baby pandas than the Center for Medical Progress expose of Planned Parenthood selling aborted baby parts. Two, the mainstream media, animal lives matter, people's lives, however, not so much. I find all of it. You can't imagine how humorous I find that. There is no... Let me hold myself up here for just a second. There is no way, if a child drops into an animal enclosure in front of me and I have a weapon, that I'm going to just sit up there on the thing, in safety, pull out my iPhone and start videoing it, look into the iPhone going, this would be good on YouTube. Yeah, let's watch the ape throw the child around like a volleyball. So, here we have it. I mean, we've lost our minds. Quite obviously, we have lost our minds. But it shouldn't, I just talked about the media. That should tell you, the media, where their priorities lie. It's okay to, in the same amount of time, since all that happened to the ape, about 100,000 babies have been aborted. I know you're out there saying, well, Bill, women don't have equal rights unless they can control their bodies. Well, some of those aborted babies, I'm sure, were female, but that's all beside the point. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Is that right? Am I giving the right number out there? Yeah, 4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Congress is looking into funding for several Obamacare programs for which no money has been directly appropriated. Earlier this month, a federal judge ruled that the administration is unlawfully paying insurers who are required to reduce costs for poorer customers on Obamacare's exchanges. But there are other Obamacare programs that the administration is running for which Congress has refused to fund. Coming from the Washington Times, but they also want to know if the administration is going around the Affordable Care Act's text to fund the basic health program, a second lesser-known part of the 2010 health care law, that allows states to set up a coverage program for low-income people who are ineligible for Medicaid and would otherwise enter Obamacare's subsidized health care exchanges. So far, only Minnesota and New York have implemented the program. Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Fred Upton, Michigan Republican and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady, Texas Republican, said they have been asking for nearly a year about how the program is funded. They said a high-ranking official who briefed them did not bring any of the documents with her and that documents they later received had multiple redactions. They subpoenaed a narrower set of records in March. These subpoenas created a legal obligation on the department to produce all responsive materials, the chairman wrote in a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews Burwell. Since the subpoenas have been issued, however, your department has produced only one heavily redacted page of one document. On May the 23rd, the chairman also asked HHS to hand over documents that justify the administration's decision to permanently fund Obamacare's cost-sharing program, which reimburses insurers who reduce copays and deductibles for qualified Obamacare enrollees as a condition of participating in the law's insurance exchanges. Republican lawmakers say the administration needs annual permission from Congress and even zeroed out funding for the payments. U.S. District Judge Rosemary Collier, presiding in Washington, said this month that the reimbursements must stop until Congress explicitly permits them, though she stayed the order pending an appeal. The chairman said that ruling strengthens their hand in pursuing the cost-sharing documents and that HHS hadn't asserted any legal privilege for withholding documents related to the basic health program. Your refusal to provide the requested documents and information raises serious concerns about the department's willingness to be accountable for the lawful execution of laws passed by Congress, the chairman wrote.
HHS spokesperson Matthew Inazio said the agency is reviewing the letter and that the basic health program is a vital tool for low-income Americans. Subpoenas ignored or willfully unfulfilled. Stonewalling witnesses and lies, lies, lies. I know I was talking about the media. This is the government now. The most transparent administration in history. They have a game plan when dealing with Congress, and they play it out to the letter. They even defy federal judges, daring the judicial branch to sanction them. Don't sanction them. Lead them away in handcuffs. What Obama has done is empower the executive branch to do pretty much whatever it wants, whenever it wants, whenever it feels the need. And the next president, be they Republican or Democrat, will inherit this power. And given the nature of history, they will try to expand it. The Constitution is becoming an inconvenience for the executive rather than a rule book to be followed. When the president refuses to faithfully execute the laws of the U.S., what do we have? We have a temporary monarch. We have an emperor with a clock on him. What we don't have is a president as envisioned by the founders, wielding power carefully balanced with that of the Congress and the judiciary. At biggest risk is the individual liberty of the citizen. Without the protections guaranteed in the Constitution, our freedoms are frangible and can be taken away with little trouble. Although I disagree with that. I believe they can be taken away, not at all. But it depends on how much we're willing to participate in that and whatever venture we would have to undertake to bring that back. And it just really depends on whether or not we're willing to do that. How far and are we willing? It's a question worth pursuing. Over at the New York Times, Alan Berlow thinks he has discovered gun control that actually works. He hasn't, of course. It's a pitiable liberal tendency to search desperately for successful gun control laws year after year and ban after ban. It's the policy equivalent of the Sasquatch. It's out there somewhere, even though there's no real demonstrable proof of it. You just have to keep looking. And Barlow thinks he's finally found it. The surgeon's photograph of gun control. For more than 80 years, he writes, the United States has enforced a tough and effective gun control law that most Americans have never heard of. It's a 1934 measure called the National Firearms Act, and it stands as a stark rebuke to the most sacred precepts of the gun lobby and provides a model we should build on. It does no such thing. It rebukes no sacred precept, and the model it provides meaningless in relation to broader gun policy. The NFA mandates that owners register various types of firearms and firearm accessories, machine guns, suppressors, sawed-off shotguns, short-barreled rifles, other concealable weapons. Registration involves a background check and added tax approval by the ATF and a stolen gun reporting requirement. One of those things, though, does not undermine the other. In his reckoning, the NFA makes a good cause against the NRA because it requires a firearm database, the likes of which the NRA, and everybody else for that matter, opposes vehemently for broader gun ownership. Today's NRA, he writes, such measures are an existential threat to the Second Amendment. Berlow puts it, the NFA's success forcefully undermines the NRA's nonsensical claims that reasonable limits on gun ownership are a serious burden to law-abiding gun owners. Well, not unless you take into consideration the Hughes Amendment, which, as far as I'm concerned, was never officially passed, but it's in law, it's in place. The NFA, for that matter, the 1934 NFA, the reason it passed is because the guy who brought suit against it didn't show up. Hughes Amendment basically means that since 1986, since some arbitrary date in 1986, no fully automatic weapons have been allowed to come out into the hands of civilians that were manufactured after that date. So the fully automatic weapons that are out there today are 30 years old. If they were new then, brand new, they're 30 years old. Before that happened, a M16 lower receiver, a fully automatic AR-15 lower receiver, whatever you want to call it, $750. Now, if you can find one for $20,000, buy it. And it's probably wore out because it's 30 years old. This is profoundly silly for a number of important reasons that Berlow seems not to grasp the animating principle of the NRA itself. They have one purpose, that they serve the American body politic, broadly safeguarding the American right to keep and bear arms. Firearms covered by the NFA, on the other hand, are niche items. Certain carbines, fully automatic M4s, handguns, and shoulder stocks. It is simply nonsensical to claim that the heavily regulating these types of guns represents reasonable limits that can be applied to broader categories of firearms. I know he's clutching at straws. What he wants is a registry. That's what he wants. He likes that they're registered and they're controlled and they have all of these rules and everything. I mean, to travel with an NFA item in the United States, you have to carry paperwork with you in the United States. So he asks his rhetorical question, if registration is so threatening, why hasn't the government used the NFA database to confiscate weapons? Why has it failed to move against the holders of hunting licenses and concealed carry permits who readily submit to milder forms of gun licensing and registration? That, by way of rhetorical device, is a true statement. It's also a meaningless, stupid one. Supporters of American gun rights do not oppose gun registries because we are worried that Senators McConnell or Leahy are going to order their personal aides and snatch our guns away. We're concerned that a gun registry would, years down the line, become a powerful and dangerous tool in the hands of a government bent on subduing the civilian population. Then there's the Supreme Court becoming activists. Coming up next, third hour. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.